Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 6 of Nedarim at Mishnah Yud, the 10th and final Mishnah in this chapter. HaKruv, if his neder, his konam, his vow, was against kruv, cabbage, asur be'ispargus, he also can't eat ispargus. This is not asparagus, not the same thing, it's a type of cabbage, but it's considered to be cabbage. People would call it cabbage also. Min espargus, if his neder was only against this espargus type, mutter bekruv, he could have the other types of cabbage. This word espargus is like more, it's a specific variety of kruv, so the other kruv would be okay. And the Mishnah brings another case, min hagrisim, if his neder was against grisim, grease is ground up beans, usur min hamikbeh, he also can't eat ground up beans when they're made into a mikbeh. Mikbeh is like a stew or a porridge. Generally, people would still call that beans. It's like you're eating baked beans. People would still call it beans, even though it's been cooked. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi does allow it. He says that's not called ground beans anymore. It's called a mikbeh, a porridge. If he says min a mikbeh, he's banning this cooked porridge food, mutter begreasing. He could have the ground beans themselves, as long as they haven't been made into mikbeh, into this stew. Now what about min a mikbeh? He's banned mikbeh, which is like a stew or a porridge. Usur b'shum. He also can't have garlic. They would always put garlic into the stew. Back then, we saw earlier in the Masechta, even the Kuthians, the Samaritans, would eat garlic for the health benefits, not because the rabbis established that it's a good idea. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi allows garlic. Obviously, as long as that garlic's not in the stew. What do we said? Min hashum, I'm taking a vow against garlic. Mutter b'mikbeh, he's still allowed to have a porridge. You know, if they put in a little bit of garlic, because it's really the main thing is the porridge, the stew, not the garlic. I mean, maybe if they're putting in a ton of garlic and you could see it, that would probably be an issue. In a new case, min ha'adoshim, his neder is against lentils. Usur b'ashishin, he also can't eat ashishin. These were smaller lentils, or some explain they were a lentil cake. People would call that lentils also. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi would allow ashishin. He would say, at least where Rabbi Yossi lived, they would just call them ashishin. Min ashishim, if his neder originally was against ashishim, mutter be'adoshim. So again, like we said by the cabbage and the asparagus, if the neder is against a more specific subtype of a species, then it's only that one which is forbidden, and the other categories are not. Hita hitim, she'eini toim. If his neder, his konam, his ban, is on hita hitim. Hita is a grain of wheat, and hitim is wheats. This sounds a lot like dog him that we had this week. Asur behen, so he's forbidden to eat anything made of wheat. And since he said wheat and wheats, bein kemach ben pat, whether it's made of flour or made of bread. So like dagim, this chita chitim includes all forms of wheat products. Greasing, beans, she'eni toam, that I will not taste, usur behen, he can't have any beans, bein chayin, bein mevsholin, whether these are raw beans or cooked beans, or as we saw, the porridge, the mikpah of beans. Rabbi Yehuda adds, konam, if the ban is grease ochita, a bean or a wheat, like a wheat kernel, she'eni toam, that it will not taste, mutter, he's allowed, l'chos, to chew it up, chaim, when they're raw. When someone says the singular form of the word, it doesn't include raw. People don't normally consider chewing it raw to be like the normative eating, the consumption of it. Mazel tov, and on to chapter 7. Anoder min hayorek. Someone took a vow against vegetables. Mutter badluim. He can have gourds, pumpkins. Rabbi Kiva oser. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that would be included in yorek. That would be considered a vegetable as well. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva. They told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, hello, Omer Adam l'shlucho. Isn't it the case that a person will say to his shaliach, shlucho is his shaliach, his messenger, his agent, or his purchasing agent, or the guy going to the store for him? Nowadays, they actually have an app for this kind of stuff that you can send someone else to do the shopping. Costs extra, but it's possible. And he tells the agent, koch li yarek, please buy for me yarek, vegetable, the hu omer. And the agent comes back. He says, lo matzati, I didn't find vegetable, ela duluyin, but I found gourds. So this, they're telling Rabbi Akiva, this proves that gourds are not yarek. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Akiva says back to them, Ken Adavar, exactly right. O Shema Omerhu, would it really be the case that he would tell him, Lo Matzati Ela Kitnit, I didn't find vegetables, only beans. So if he was sent to the store to buy vegetables, he wouldn't come back and say, there was no vegetables, but there's beans. But he would come back and say there was no vegetables, but there was gourds, because gourds, according to Rabbi Akiva, is in the category. Elisha Deluim Biklal Yarek. So we see that gourds are in the category of a vegetable. The kitniot and legumes, famously kitniot on Pesach, the Sephardim will eat them after they're checked, like rice, and the Ashkenazi and Marmachmir, because they used to, in Europe, they used to mix these kitniot in with the wheat and the other grains, and there was a lot of concern about chametz being in them. The kitniot ain't a biklal yarek, and kitniot are not included in vegetables. Now the Mishnah gets back to yarek generally, the aser bepola mitzri, and he's forbidden to have pola mitzri, the Egyptian beans, loch, when they are moist, when they're fresh, umutter biyavish, but he's allowed to have dried out ones. Now the distinction here is when these beans are fresh, you know, like the fresh snap peas, they're considered a vegetable. But once you've dried out the beans, they're more like a bean or a kitniot than a vegetable. Yashar koach, zay gezunt.